Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady on her center. Gives to Michelle. Runs it left. Dives in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is Sonny Michelle from your six-time Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. On your flagship station for Patriots football, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There is a football game going on Sunday. This is
it. Are we at 22 now? 22 and a half points?
Could be.
It was creeping up slowly, like just slowly moving up, and we might be at 22 now.
Yeah, the Jets are playing a third string quarterback, and they have signed someone named Fail.
Which are two things people in the stands are going to be yelling, Falk and Fail.
That's right.
The line is 22, down from 23 yesterday.
Well,
finally reached the tipping point.
Right, Vegas is finally, yes.
All right, Manish Mehta covers the NFL and the Jets for the New York Daily News. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Manish, you were fairly bullish this offseason. You liked what the Jets were doing.
I didn't realize the quarterback would get mono. So
no, I understand.
In my defense.
All right, so the Jets... Tell us what you feel about Adam Gase and him benching Tremaine Johnson and taking Adams out of the game last week, and that pissed Jamal Adams off. Do you think this is a good way to start a new culture there, or do you think he's pissing off the wrong people?
Well, I don't have an issue with him benching Tremaine Johnson. Tremaine Johnson wasn't particularly effective last year. And if you guys remember, he actually did not play up in Foxborough in the season finale because Todd Bowles benched him for repeatedly being tardy. He was ineffective week one against the Bills. They're not particularly happy with his attitude. So I don't take issue with that decision. I do, however, disagree with the notion of taking Jamal Adams out of the game. I know the game was obviously out of hand. It was the fourth quarter. The biggest issue that Gase and Greg Williams had was that they were concerned that Adams might do something that would get him in further trouble, whether it's a suspension for the next game or whatever, because they felt maybe he was a little out of control. I don't think that's the right message to send. I think you need to trust a player like Jamal Adams. He's your leader. He's, if not your best defensive player, your second best, along with C.J. Mosley. He's the guy that everybody else in the locker room follows, and he's a finisher. He's a guy who you need to trust when things aren't going right, and if he's making a poor decision, he had back-to-back penalties, a little overzealous. You need to allow him to figure that out. He's that type of player. So taking him out of the game, embarrassing him, benching him, even though Adam Gase said he didn't view it as a benching, clearly the player did, I thought was the wrong decision.
All right, so I don't even know who the Jets corners are off the top of my head, and I'm a Jets fan. So is there – and C.J. Mosley's not playing, correct?
Yeah, barring some kind of miracle drug, I wouldn't anticipate that he would play.
Okay, so is there any way that the Jets defense could possibly – I mean, this is a team when C.J. Mosley was out in week one that Josh Allen looked good against. Is there any way that they could possibly slow them down?
With Tom Brady at quarterback?
Yes.
If Tom Brady plays and doesn't get injured early in the game, I can't imagine there's any way that Greg Williams can, avoid the inevitable. And the inevitable to me is a minimum of 30 points, and it's probably going to be much more than that. They're just not nearly as talented against what they're facing this week at the skill position players, and whether or not Antonio Brown plays or not, who cares? Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Brady, White, all those guys are or better than what the Jets have to offer on the other side of the ball. You know, what I thought was telling was that the signature play of that Monday night loss was the 89-yard touchdown to Odell Beckham, and that was a mistake not by the corners, but by the middle linebacker who was replacing C.J. Mosley. He was a little slow in his decision-making process after the snap, and that ultimately cost them big time. So, you know, even with C.J. Mosley, let's be honest, guys, they were not going to win this game. I don't think they're going to be competitive. I don't think it matters who's playing and who's not. You know, when you look at it realistically, the Jets are missing three significant players or important players to them, Darnold, C.J. Mosley, Quinnen Williams. We'll find out. He might actually play. He's got an ankle issue. But really, you know, two players, I know you can kind of pile on and say, well, they've got guys suspended. Quincy Enunwa, he was their fourth option on offense. So I don't think those are significant losses or any more significant than what the Patriots are dealing with on the, you know, on the offensive line. So I don't think this is a team that's nearly as talented or well-coached in relation to what they're facing against New England. So I don't think there's going to be a competitive moment in this game, to be honest with you.
What did you think of Bill Belichick trading Demaryius Thomas to the Jets?
Look, the reality is that he doesn't think Demaryius Thomas is very good. He's never going to come out and say that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, the theory around here was that he knew that Demaryius Thomas had mono.
Sure.
And he went around and actually gave it to Sam Darnold, which I would say that's Bill Belichick chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
Yeah, it's working out for him right now.
I think he realized that it was not a good contract. Obviously, the addition of Antonio Brown made him further expendable. But even if Antonio Brown weren't there, he had been dealing with a hamstring issue. They paid him more money than they probably should have. They needed to unload that money. They found a taker in Adam Gase, who had success when Demaryius Thomas was at his peak. So even though it's the Jets and even though Belichick, you know, despises them, we all know the history. I think the reality of the situation is that he dumped almost $3 million on a team that wanted a player that he did not value, and that's really the bottom line truth of it.
Now, Manish, you liked the Gase signing as a head coach. You thought he would be good for Sam Darnold, and you just mentioned that, I mean, obviously he's not Belichick, but the coaching's not good enough. Are you starting to change your mind this early about Adam Gase?
I'd like to see some creativity, some ingenuity. It's hard to bail on a guy two games into his tenure, but I have not seen what I thought I would see to this point, and that includes what we saw against the Bills when Sam Darnold actually was playing. There's a lot of simplicity. Some of the designs, when you look at each play, you know, play to play, they're not as creative as I thought they would be. Now, I did not give him that big of a break after Darnold was out and Trevor Siemian was in, because Siemian had 24 career starts, a winning record. This is a competent professional quarterback. But now that he's down to Luke Falk, guy making his first career start, you know, terrific player in an air raid system in college. But again, first career start in Foxborough against Belichick, that's a daunting task for anyone. So, you know, I they're not going to win the game. I do want to see, however, how he calls plays, how he designs plays. Is it overly simplistic? Is there some, you know, ingenuity to it? Ultimately, it's not going to matter on the scoreboard, but just in terms of what my confidence is in Adam Gase moving forward, he was hired to be this guru. That Christopher Johnson called him an innovator. You thought that he was talking about Bill Walsh at the introductory press conference by all the praise that he was showering on Gase. And even though they're not going to win this game on Sunday, you do want to see, you know, some signs of life here that this guy, you know, actually knows what he's doing.
Finally, I have a source, Manish, that says that the talk around the building is that Gase is like, hey, I got $30 million. Maybe he's, you know, he's
wanting to get fired?
No, that he's just like kind of like whatever. Have you heard of anything like that?
No, I don't think that he's checked out. I guess that's what you guys are alluding to.
Yeah.
I don't believe that he's checked out. I think he, you know, has many times, I probably not breaking any news here to some people, but he has many times told people about his bloated bank account. I don't know if that's just ego, whatever it is. Yeah, he's an extremely rich human being, and you know, he makes people well aware of that. But again, in terms of checking out, I wouldn't say that's a fair thing to conclude at this point.
Just all right, the guy I want to work for.
Right, I know. It's just so Jets. It's just the Jets. All right, so you like the Patriots, what, by 30?
Well, look, I think, I said this the other day, actually, if it's 48-0 at halftime, I really hope that Belichick does not take the the foot off the gas, because I would like to, if I'm going up to Foxborough, I want to see some history, and if there's a chance for him to get 100, I hope he goes for it.
All right, Manish,
I'd like to see that too.
Why not?
Okay, what score do people start taking cheap shots at Brady? Like, at what point is it just a matter of
you cut Jamal Adams loose in a 48-0 game? Anything's possible.
I don't think Jamal Adams would take a cheap shot. I know he got flagged the other night, which I don't think was a cheap shot.
Dude, he tackled Pat Patriot.
No. The Pat Patriot thing. I'm not talking about
that. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I totally forgot about that.
He's the perfect person.
Between that day and today, in the Jets universe, that it kind of got pushed to the back burner.
All right. Manish Mehta from the Daily News. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, man.
All right, there you go. 100 points, maybe.
Oh, just an absolute
what an ass Gase is. I didn't know about that part of it.
What an
ass he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I would never want to work for a guy like that.
When they hired him, I didn't know anything about that kind of stuff.
Take those bug eyes and go somewhere else with your money.
Did he really say check your bank account?
Jesus.
Yeah, he just apparently he's like, I got a lot of money, so I don't really need this.
Oh, my God. Oh, good, then leave. Let's get a guy who does need it.
Yeah, right. And then they'll hire the next, co-tight. All right.
Let's take some calls because we've got a bunch of people.
We'll take calls about what's going on here with Antonio Brown.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
985, the Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. By now, you know about Antonio Brown texting one of the women that has said that he was naked in front of her or behind her with a hand towel.
This is not the civil suit woman. This is the woman who had nothing, no money, didn't ask him for anything. It was just part of that article.
And he had sent out a message to a couple of his people, along with his lawyer and this woman, and put pictures of her children up there. And said that, she's all this stuff. All right, whatever.
You need to find information, dig up information. Right.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just got a question with this woman with the Antonio Brown with the towel. When did that happen?
You know what? It happened, I think, 2 years ago.
I thought the first two were in 2017 and this one was
she's talking about the towel, the woman with the text.
I know that.
I think that happened it was 2 years ago. I'll have to double-check the article. In Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, my only thing is, why come out now? Now, I get the kids thing and the text. I have kids. I totally get it 110%. But it just doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden,
it's a good question that was answered in studio. Yeah, it's a good question because here's what happened: is Bert told us about this article all came about because somebody reached out to Sports Illustrated, somebody in the training community, and said, "Hey, Antonio Brown, I know a bunch of different trainers that he's never paid, like he's stiffed out on money," and so they're like, "Okay, well, maybe we'll start talking to some of these people," and that kind of went from one person to the next person about people who had been stiffed. The chef who hadn't been paid for his work, which led to this woman and this charity that said that he had not paid for a $700 picture. So they spoke to this woman, and he didn't know the story was going to be told to him. But he said, "Oh yeah, and by the way, he came up to me and he was naked one time."
Yeah, she let this go. She wasn't going to press charges.
She wasn't going to do anything, and
she still isn't.
And it was Sports
Illustrated. Still didn't want money or anything.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated contacted her because she was part of this charity that got stiffed, and she told him the story. So that's why it's coming out now. And I know it seems strange, but that's the timeline on everything.
Right. And this was a woman who wasn't asking for anything and wasn't really a main focus, or really it was kind of just an ancillary part of everything. And then Antonio Brown decided to do what he does. And this is why this is a big story today. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, man, so I try to break things down the best way I know. So no matter what happens tomorrow, next year, witnessing the Patriots in the last 20 years is something that nobody that watches any sports is ever going to see again. So kudos to that. But I'll break it down. If you guys ever seen the original movie Point Break, right, the ex-presidents were the best bank robbers ever. Until the end, where they got greedy, took on too much time, took on the vault. Antonio Brown's a bum. He's got to go. You knew that he was going to do this. He's doing it. So at what point in time do you cut your losses? I know you almost had a flawless season with Randy Moss, but at what point in time are you going to take on that extra risk and say, this guy's worth the squeeze?
Hell yeah.
All I know, dude, is you are my favorite caller of the morning. If you compared the situation, what's happening to, right now, the Patriots, they're Bodie going for that 100-year wave, and they're about to get taken down.
You're going to go down. A lot of people trusted you and they died. The best acting, I think, of all time in any movie.
You got to go down. You crossed the line and people trusted you and they died.
Listen, he's in the rain. You
the ex-presidents are surfers.
There you go. They cracked the code. Mike, go ahead. Michael.
Yes. Well, I just want to say there's no way I can top that last call, so I'm not even going to try.
You know, compare it to a Cannonball Run.
I'd like to see that.
I can't even. That was just perfect. No, I just want to say I'm embarrassed to be a Patriots fan right now with all these fans grasping at these straws. And it's not just your callers, because I've been hearing it at work all week. This guy is atrocious. And when this woman who was suing him, I wanted to say, okay, let's see where this goes. Kind of sounds like a cash grab. But then the Sports Illustrated article comes out, and the stuff with this woman and the intimidation comes out. This guy is just atrocious. I've never seen anything like this. I never really cared about the Spygate stuff or the DeflateGate stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's completely different.
And Robert Kraft, I mean, he goes and he gets a massage and a handy J from a prostitute, and, you know, that's what you do with sometimes those places. I mean, it's not ethically the same, but this guy, and they released Aaron Hernandez as soon as, you know, there was ample enough evidence for them to, and they took a huge cap hit, and now they just want to hold on to this guy for what? Who they, honestly, they don't even need him. They could go 19-0 without him.
Well, I
can't understand that all these fans and they're grasping at these straws to defend this
guy.
Okay,
can I, Mike, I mean, you make a good point, and I was just like you. I thought that until there was anything proven, he should have continued to play. I don't think it's fair to take somebody off the field.
Anyone could sue anyone for it civilly.
But here are the three main things that the people who will never change their mind about the Patriots, who can do no wrong, we'll call them the honks, the Patriot honks. Here are the three biggest arguments they're all coming out with this morning. Number one, how can you trust anything Robert Klemko says? Robert Klemko was once arrested for getting in fight with a taxi driver. Okay, it doesn't change the fact that that Antonio Brown's lawyer confirmed that those texts are 100% real. Number two, what about innocent until proven guilty? This isn't the civil case. These texts exist. You now have evidence that he intimidated a woman by threatening them, saying we're going to go through your stuff and we are going to post a picture of your children.
And you know what it just occurred to me? And part of the lawsuit was the text messages that he sent to that other woman.
Yep.
That were not nice.
Number three, that's not intimidation. Are you out of your effing mind? Are you that blind? Are you sitting here and saying that if somebody was to send in a group text, we're going to look through your entire background and text a bunch of strangers you've never met, pictures of your kids, and then and somebody who has millions of dollars at their disposal to do whatever kind of damage that they want to do?
No, what was worse was...
Are you kidding me? Not intimidation?
The text chain never addressed her directly. It was him with her copied on it.
It did. The very first thing.
Okay. Yeah,
the very first one did. So she's on it, and they're talking to her, and then it goes to these other people.
Yeah.
Well, so those are your three big arguments this morning. You need to look at yourself in the mirror.
I got another one. Is that, oh, well, he was putting the information of, put the pictures of kids up so, like, they knew what her Instagram was. As if you couldn't, you have her number. You're texting her number. Like, what do you need the Instagram? Like, you couldn't crack that code? Yeah.
Number four, here's another great one. Tyreek Hill's still playing, so Antonio Brown should be playing. All right, well, Tyreek Hill shouldn't be playing. There was evidence that he said that he was threatening to hit a kid or something like that. I forget what exactly.
Wife of her kid.
And by the way, all of you people who are saying that, you wanted Tyreek Hill gone. You wanted him gone. Well, it's just not fair. All right, well, what's fair and what's right? Oh, my God, these people. Just look at yourself in the mirror if you're defending that this morning. Because you got a problem. If this was any other team this was going on, you would be on top of them. You would be killing them this morning. And now you got evidence.
Before,
I'm with you. I was with you. Keep the guy playing. But now you got evidence of this dude using a woman's kids.
I'll go beyond
to
that.
To intimidate them.
If it was a Celtic, a Bruin, or a Red Sox, people wouldn't be defending this.
That's fair. I would say
how about that?
I would say that that's
Skaboom.
Fair. I would say that that's
hey,
fair.
Hey, how about that?
I can't believe you waited until now to drop that.
I just thought of it.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, do you think if this was one of the Red Sox now, like in 2019, that there people would be like defending to this degree?
And I'll tell you what, for all you Patriots honks,
Kebby boom.
For all you Patriots honks who are defending this, you know who doesn't like it? Crafts. The Crafts. People own the team that you're in love with. The people who get money and royalties for all the underwear that you wear with the Pat Patriot on it. They don't like this at all.
We'll see how much they don't like it. This is a day. This is a day of reckoning. This is a day where they stand up one way or another.
And you know what? Just think of this. Think of this. Let's say they do cut him. Do you know what that's going to do for the chemistry in that team? It's going to go through the roof. They're going to be like, you know what? We don't need Antonio Brown to win a Super Bowl. It was already through the roof before he showed up. And now you think about it, and they're like, you know what? We don't need that guy.
Okay, say you worked with a guy and this came out about them. Say, I don't know, Zolak. No, I'm just kidding. But just say like you worked with someone and you found this information that they had sent these text messages. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you feel about that person?
I'm sorry, what was that?
If you knew someone you worked with.
Oh, I think they were crazy.
Yes. And so you think that none of the Patriot players, you think they're all going to be like gung-ho? Like, well,
what do you think Slater, how is Slater going to be able to defend this guy? Slater looked already uncomfortable when they talked about him when he joined the team.
I'm not even talking about publicly. I'm talking about in that locker room. I mean, this is a guy who's basically threatened someone's kids. I think that there's plenty of players on that team that would not like this.
If you're Kyle Van Noy and you just had a kid, I mean, there's, and you know it, I know it. When you first have a kid, like, yeah, I mean, it's.
Your instincts kick in.
They really do. It's like, you know,
your
mama
estrogen,
bear.
Your estrogen levels.
But what do you think he thinks this morning?
And Dan makes a good point. He's got to work with Troy Brown at practice this morning. I mean, Troy Brown's a good guy. I'm sure he doesn't particularly like all this. But there you have it. That will be covered live at 11:15. It should be interesting if Belichick handles it like he handled the first one. But
there will be questions fired at him, much like they were before. And the question is, does he stay in there and take it, or does he walk off early? I'm betting on option B again.
All right. Well, Rich, let's do a little stack-a-rooney.
Uh-huh.
Well, suffice to say, we're going to do the stack.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There is a superstar athlete who said that he was offered $2 million to impregnate a superstar musician.
Oh, well, you got to take that.
Whoa.
I'll do it for $5.
All right. You don't even know who this superstar musician is yet.
As long as it's not Dom DeLuise. Anyone but Dom DeLuise.
He's not a musician and he's dead.
Well, he was very funny while he lived. His memory lives on. All right, here are the headlines.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Stack is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Stop by your local Cumberland Farms and get two breakfast sandwiches for $4. Hurry, this is a limited time offer.
Sorry, we had somebody call in and compare the Antonio Brown situation to the movie Point Break.
Yes.
And I kind of just sarcastically said, can someone call in and compare what's going on to Cannonball Run? On line one, it looks like we have somebody who has taken me to task.
I can't wait to find this.
Dave, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, it just made me think of the scene with Adrienne Barbeau driving, where her cleavage is akin to Antonio Brown's skills on the field. And when she gets pulled over, you know, her speeding is the crap that he's pulling right now. And the Patriots need to be the female cop.
Yeah.
That is willing to the asset, take him to task.
You got the driver's license in there, Sugar Princess?
Was she wearing a blue?
Yes,
like,
indeed. It was blue and yellow. I think the other one was like yellow.
It was like electric blue. Very good.
That's right.
Adrienne
Barbeau.
Yes.
And Antonio Brown, a.k.a. Adrienne Barbeau with the cleavage, had gotten out of situation after situation.
Right.
Just by unzipping her thing. That's right.
Well
A-B.
Put.
Just like A.B., Adrienne Barbeau.
Hey!
Dave, you've cracked the code.
Genius.
You know what?
I thought he was going to say that Antonio Brown was Captain Chaos.
That would have been awesome if he tied that together.
Rich, I don't know.
Oh, no.
But I think if Antonio Brown got cut, he could end up back in an organization.
Yeah?
That wears a certain color.
Which one are you looking for?
I mean,
oh, well, yeah.
He's like a battery. Whatever happens to Antonio Brown,
we'll always have that moment.
That's right.
Well, no, we'll always, we can, you know what, die knowing that we you played those farts.
Yeah.
As many times as we could.
I mean, just the horse was dead several days ago.
We got it all out of our system.
Some bitch.
I just wanted to get back to the day. You know, I walked in today and Wallach said, did you hear the news? And I said, I did not. And then I just, you know, want to harken back to just 24 hours ago when it was just all farts and lilies.
Yeah, well, those were the days.
Those were the salad days.
What can you do now? It's all indeed over with. So. Mm. All right. But hey, listen. You guys know I'm always looking out for the show, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So we've got this thing in our website, 985 Sports Hub, where we sell Touch and Rich merchandise. And I just wanted you to know that I made some prototypes.
Oh, let me see.
Of some things. And I need to vote into whether or not this should be something we sell on the website.
Okay? We get no percentage.
We get no percentage. But the last thing I want is like a cheap-looking, like cruddy shirt out there. Right. And someone gets like, oh, what is this? Okay, here's the first one that I made.
All right. So if you're on twitch.tv, right.
you can see this.
Fred Rich the Eagle, Nick Bird, Nick's dad.
You see those shirts?
Yeah, yeah.
It should go
Fred Rich, Nick's dad. It should go Fred Rich Bird, Nick's dad, Nick.
No wallet?
No me? I don't get it.
Yeah, the eagle. I said the eagle.
Yeah, the eagle. No, okay.
All right, Fred Rich, the eagle, oh, Bird, okay. Nick's dad, Nick.
Okay. All right. You think that's good? That's a thumbs up?
Yeah, yeah.
For sale?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. So there's that one. And then I just got one that straight up just says, you wear this one around town.
Everybody's angry in Brookline.
Yeah.
Just as everyone's angry in Brookline.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those are two good prototypes.
Not bad.
I like that.
I'm always looking out for you guys.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's
see if you can recoup the cost for the prototype.
That's right. I'll wear them. I'll wear them around town. I want to wear the everyone's angry in Brookline. Just kind of hang out and order coffee.
I want the other one.
They'll just come up to you and tell you.
Just tell me that I suck.
No, they'll just go, I'll tell you why I'm angry.
Yeah, I'm pretty angry. You know what? I should wear a shirt that says, tell me how angry you are. And just walk around Brookline.
And they'll just scream at you for having a shirt on.
And they will all yell. Well, someone who might be a little bit angry. This was somewhat of a kind of depressing article to read. So with all the good news that's been going on with the Bruins ended up winning last night. And Halak, I know it's preseason, had one of the more ridiculous saves.
I actually watched that.
It was a top 10 play on ESPN.
Yep. Oh, was it? Wow. I mean, it was fantastic. But the one thing that's kind of a little bit of a dark cloud over what's been happening is what's going on with Torey Krug. And the Athletic sat down with Torey Krug, I think it was Fudo Shinzawa, and interviewed him. And some of the stuff he's saying is really strange. So it said, according to the article, it said, Krug's going to be unrestricted next July, cannot help but experience mixed feelings that negotiations have yet to begin on what will likely be his final long-term big bucks kick at the can. Quote, of course, I've played on one-year deals a lot. I've had to prove myself a lot. I think I've built a resume where I see other guys sign early and get their deals out of the way. I feel like I've built that resume and the respect level within this locker room to be one of those guys. I would love to get it off my mind. It's not going to hinder my play at all. I've shown time and time again I've been able to be a professional and show up when the time is needed, just more for my family's sake and wondering where we're going to be for a while.
Yeah.
Now, as of
he's expressed that to me.
Yeah, he really, really, and so in the article too, they're talking about how his agent, they've yet to begin any negotiations with Don Sweeney. As a matter of fact, he said, quote, I'm no dummy, when he's talking about whether or not he wanted to test free agency. He goes, I understand that what I do is a commodity in this league. I'm sure there's 30 other teams that would love to fit me in somewhere.
Yeah.
Especially after this last playoff run. I've proven I can play valuable minutes against top line players.
I don't think I'm too worried about having options or anything next year. My focus is on the here and now with the Boston Bruins and trying to be a part of it.
He's absolutely right.
Ooh, I mean, just it's one of those. Well, this does not seem like a comfortable situation. Obviously,
last year I had a conversation with him, and I was like, a bunch of people are moving to Newton. I'm like, a bunch of teammates are moving to Newton, and he's like, well, I'm not going to buy anything. He's like, I can't. He goes, I wish I could, but I can't.
And he's right. What more can he prove? And he do? And
no,
he
but it's guys that aren't as good. They want him. It's just a matter of finding the money.
I mean,
they can't just sign him.
It's not just that. Considering the going rate, I mean, Ottawa just signed one of their defensemen for 8 years and $64 million last night. But think about the pay structure that they have here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't pay him more than Bergeron, Marchand, or Pasternak. And defensemen at his level are getting that much, if not a little more, from their teams. So if you're the Bruins, and they have well over $20 million in cap space starting next year, I think they could fit him in, but can you pay him 8 years and $64 million.
All right, but could you do that deal today? Because if the cap room opens up next year, you can't do that deal this year, can you?
An extension. You could sign him to an extension.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But here's the thing. I mean,
can you make him the highest paid player on the team?
No.
It sounds like you're not even talking, though.
No.
That's the thing.
No. You can't make him the highest paid player on this team.
He doesn't want to be the highest paid player.
Well, how much of a discount is he willing to take?
I mean, he'd have to take a pretty significant
discount.
He's
got to take about $2 or $3 million off.
Yeah.
I mean, is he willing to? Let's think about that now. You tell, all right, Torrey, we'll sign you for $5.5 million a year. Do you think he takes that? Or if he has a promise of $7 or $8 million a year next year, he goes, no.
No, I mean, he wouldn't take
that. Is he going to take two? Well, Rich, I'll ask you. Do you think he'll take $2 million less a year here to stay here?
I think he might.
I'm not convinced of that.
I think
there's
he might.
Hometown discount, and that's crazy.
So, well, I mean, his going rate is he could get upwards, what are they saying, of $8 million a year, maybe even $8.5 million?
I would imagine.
I think he'd take $6.5 million.
Even $6.5 million makes him making what Bergeron is making, what Pasternak is making.
And they're all taking discounts, essentially.
I understand that.
And I think that he, of all people, probably realizes that I can't make more than those guys.
Nor can you make as much. Well, I think he's below both everyone. Considering the salary structure of this team, you can't pay him as much as you pay Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak. You can't.
I don't think he would mind going to the Red Wings. I have no inside information on that, but I would imagine that's not.
Especially, Rich, if he has one contract left in him. He has one major contract left.
We got a break.
Sports up. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, Rich, what else?
You know how I said that there was a superstar celebrity athlete who said that a superstar musician offered him money to inseminate her for a large amount of money, as a matter of fact. Any guesses on either side? The musician or the athlete?
The athlete is Tebow.
The athlete is not Tebow. This is something I could have seen, like, this gentleman actually possibly agreeing to, and I don't know why he didn't.
Well, then it's not Tebow.
Let's take it away, Dennis Rodman.
Get her pregnant. She wanted to get pregnant. Why you want to get Madonna pregnant?
Oh, I tried. I tried over here, over there by Central Park. She had that big three-story place over there. I was rolling the dice in Vegas, and she's in New York. She calls, and next thing you know, the paper. I say, hey, Dennis, you got a call from Madonna. He just screams it, right? And I say, what the hell with you, man? That's bullcrap, right? So he said, no, Dennis, you got a call from Madonna. So I say, hold the dice, get the calls. And she said, Dennis, you know what? I'm ovulating. I said, what? You're ovulating. I said, what is that? You know, ovulating. I said, oh, okay, great. So I'll be there in 5 hours. So I put the dice down. I said, hold the table.
Hold the table.
That's what I said, hold the table. So they do that. If you got money, they do that. So anyway, she sent a plane for me, G5. I went to the airport, came here, flew here, went over that thing over to her house, did my thing. She asked me that if I got her pregnant, she paid me $20 million.
What?
Whatever.
And you were at the gambling at the table?
That's if the baby was born.
So that's the going away fee for Dennis Rodman? I'll give you $20 million to never be in my kid's life.
I don't doubt at all that she wanted him to get her pregnant. The $20 million is just a braggadocia. That's not true. She had sex with Sam Cassell.
She had sex with ice, vanilla ice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she had, yeah.
Well, the Sam Cassell one.
She had sex with basically the Miami Heat. Like, there was a point where she was just having sex with everyone on the Miami Heat. To a point where I thought she was like a minority owner, like that she was around so much. So, yeah, I don't doubt that. For about a 5-year span of time, Dennis Rodman could have sex with whoever he wanted to, which is odd. All right.
So what's up, Zolak
and Berg.
Madonna is a sexual being.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, justify my love. I justified myself many times.
She had some good videos.
Yes, what's up, indeed.
So? She's not a virgin anymore, right?
No, she never was. She's, you know why she's famous?
She sold a lot of records.
Read I Want My MTV, and they can tell you exactly how she sold so many records.
Nasty.
She just said, if you're in the record industry, come on in. She just said, I'll do it. Yo, you own Danceteria? Let's do it. So she was a nice lady.
That's nice.
All right. So what do you guys got going?
Our interview with Bruce Arena went so well. They second tie in a row, or would they call them ties, or right? Nil-nil? No, 0-0. It went so well, we're probably going to start revs today.
Okay.
They got a big game Saturday night. It's going to be nice.
Want to pack the fort.
Yeah. Lower bowl, get that lower bowl full.
Absolutely.
You're going to skip the
big
press
game,
conference.
Four matches left,
What is it, 11:15? Here's what's
left,
interesting.
Playoffs, hello.
Assistants are available, 11. So, you know, there's an offense coordinator that puts the game plan together. You got an offensive line coach. I think you get some questions out of that. Of course, we're going to carry Belichick live at, 11:15?
Yes.
We will carry Tom Brady live at 1:30. He was very vocal on Twitter last night, bitching about the refs, like everybody else.
How long do you think Belichick's press conference goes today?
Depends who's there. I mean, seriously.
The lead story on Good Morning America.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't know if the local news is going to waste their time.
Are the sports guy's going to ask real questions today?
Right,
or
that's
not?
The question.
That's what it comes down to.
Well,
are the sports guy's going to go in and ask about the New York Jets? If we get a single Jets question, shame on those guys.
Well, the press was yesterday when Antonio Brown was asked out of the four questions that he was afforded, what's it like playing with Tom Brady?
Bert told me she worked for the Patriots.
I would say shame on them about the Jets, even if Antonio Brown wasn't a topic
today. Yeah, I know.
Sure.
It should only be Patriot-centric questions.
Yeah. Well, Manish Mehta from
the Daily
News. The
Jets are a non-factor.
From the Daily News.
Oh, how do you do?
He said maybe 100 points.
Wait a minute. He's the guy that was saying that was it. The Patriots are done. The Jets are going to all offseason.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now look what happened.
Now he's completely flipped. He's like
excuse.
Jim Murray. He's just done.
Said Darnold. He said Dale Arnold. He said that Sam Darnold.
Stop sucking face with high school girls. He'll be all right.
I've heard you don't think these texts are intimidating. You don't think they're threatening?
I don't know. I mean, just which one is the intimidating text?
The one with the photo of her children.
I mean, okay. Like, they get a restraining order against this guy. Go to the police.
She might.
Okay. What's the delay?
So you really think they're not harassing or intimidating?
I just think he's stupid, really.
Okay,
I
mean, you guys,
very stupid.
Once again, what
there's
part
a possibility
of
he could have accident, and I've done this before.
You think these texts are not intimidating
somebody
or
on
harassing.
A text strain that I shouldn't have?
He addresses her
in the first text.
I know that.
So everything you've said, okay.
He's just that dumb. Like, look, I just want you to look at the pictures. Not like threatening to do something to their kids, but look how poor they
her
are.
Her attorney told her to go to the NFL because they would work... They would make the moves the fastest.
They would be more fastidious at this time. And she still may go to the police.
The police would be. I mean, that's...
No, that's absolutely not true.
Really?
The police, you can get bogged down.
You can get restraining orders against people that you don't want around.
This becomes a story.
Yeah, you know how long that process takes?
I know a couple people that have them going on right now.
Yeah.
At least one.
Well, listen, if you have to deal with the police, sometimes it can take an awful long time. If it's not...
I just think it's another crazy story. It just adds to the day. But I'm with Fred. I don't think he's getting cut. I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, he's not getting cut today.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.